We've made some good progress tonight. Consistently, what I hear is that when we are really concentrating and really focusing on details, we do good work. It's a tall task for us to do an entire song and keep all of those details in our brain. I'm not sure if that's a... I just don't have it quite memorized, and I can't remember what comes after what kind of an issue, or if it's just we just lack of concentration, or we zone out, or whatever. I'm not sure exactly how to pinpoint it. It could be different for every person in the ensemble as well. But when we really just look at a section, we can do some wonderful things, and it gives me goosebumps a lot of times. But then when we do like a run, it just seems to fall apart. Some of that is because when we start all in the correct key and we do a small snippet, we all stay in the same key, and it's easy for us to get our ears. But let's say that we've started the song. We know that we've drifted half a step lower. But it's like some of us like refuse to go with the group. And I'm just going to keep singing what I think is right over here. Then I got this guy that even though they're flat, they still think they're right, and so they're going to sing over here. And then we just don't have a tonal center that we're all agreeing on. We've got to get to the point that we work with as an ensemble and that we're making modifications as needed. And hate to put the pressure on the basses, but we have to pick one part and say they're the ones that we're going to tune off of. And since most of the time they are the root of the chord, we have to go with the basses. Okay? Now, that does not give you just license to just make up and go flat and yes, do whatever you want to do over there. But we must know what part of the chord we are, and if we've gone to a different key, then we've got to go into that key instead of saying, nope, I know we're flat, so I'm just going to try to do my own thing over here, or whatever the case might be. Because that's when we just kind of get into mush. And especially towards the end of May night, when we do that final, upon my cheek, those pawn chords, I feel like we are always in like four or five different keys. And you think that you're singing your part because, well, that's the interval I'm supposed to sing, but we're just not in tune with one another. And so then it never works. So that's why in like warm-ups, I'm trying to do things where we sing some patterns, and then I do put you in a different key, and we sing the same pattern. I'm trying to get us so that we're using our ears to know what does a chord sound like instead of just what does my part sound like. I know what the lead sings, la 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 la. That means nothing if the bass is in a different key down there. Okay? You've got to get to the point where we're all working in the same key together. So those are some of the exercises I'm trying to bring to our warm-ups and things that we're going to be doing as we go through the next few weeks here. Questions about any of that?